पदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणरघुनाथं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय You reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 4th chapter, verse 9. Tasmin Mahabhagavato Dvaipayana Suritsakha Lokan Anucharan Siddha Asasada Yadrichaya Tasmin Mahabhagavato Dvaipayana Suritsakha Lokan Anucharan Siddha Asasada Yadrichaya Tasmin Mahabhagavato Dvaipayana Suritsakha Lokan Anucharan Siddha Asasada Yadrichaya
Lokananucharan Siddha
Asasara Yadrichaya. Tasmin Mahabhagavato. Gopaya Suriksaka. Manu Charan Siddha. Sara Yadrichaya. Tasmin. Then, Mahabhagavata, a great devotee of the Lord, Dvaipayana, of Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, Surit, a well-wisher, Sakha, a friend, Lokan, the three worlds, Anucharan, traveling, Siddhe, in their ashrama, Asasada, arrived, Yadrachaya, by his own perfect accord. Translation. At that time, after traveling in many parts of the world, Maitreya, a great devotee of the Lord and a friend and a well-wisher of the great sage Krishna Dvaipayana Vyas, reached that spot out of his own perfect accord. Purport. Maitreya was one of the disciples of Maharshi Parashara, the father of Vyasdev. Thus, Vyasdev and Maitreya were friends and mutual well-wishers. By some fortunate accident, Maitreya reached the place where Lord Krishna was resting. To meet the Lord is not an ordinary incident. Maitreya was a great sage and a learned scholar philosopher, but not a pure devotee of the Lord. And therefore, his meeting with the Lord at that time may have been due to Ajnata Sukriti or some unknown devotional service. Pure devotees always engage in pure devotional activities, and therefore their meeting with the Lord is natural. But when those who are not up to that standard meet the Lord, it is due to the unforeseen fortune of accidental devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I am very grateful to be back here among all of you. Wednesday mornings are fun. If you won't believe it, I actually look forward to this. It's so much fun. And I want to try and understand what Prabhupada is saying as if I were, how old are you? Yeah? 11. And you? Seven. So I'll try to understand what Prabhupada is saying as if I was somewhere between 7 and 11. Is that a good idea? Is that a good idea? Okay, all right. I'm going to make an attempt. How many of us love to have friends? Is your friend sitting with you? Yeah? See, this verse is first talking about that. There is a word here, do you see, called Surit. You remember repeating that today morning? Surit. You know what that means? Su means good. And have you heard of the word heart? Heart. Where's your heart? Where's your heart? Okay. Heart, rit. You see the sounds? They're similar. Heart and rit. Good heart is su-rit. Do you want to have friends who have good hearts? Okay. Now remember saying the word surit sakha. Today morning we just said it. Surit sakha. It means good-hearted friend. So this book is now talking about good-hearted friends meeting up. How many of you like to meet with friends who have a good heart? See, this is what this verse is talking about. It's meeting friends with good hearts. Right? And can you force your friendship on somebody? No. This is also something this verse is talking about. Yad richaya. Yad richaya means you become a friend just because you want it. Not because somebody is pushing you. Does that make sense? Yeah. Make sense? Yeah. See, this is grown-up language, but what they are saying applies to everybody. Correct? Now, who are the friends here? Yes. Yeah, Maitreya and Vyas are friends. And what happens to Maitreya? What is Maitreya doing? Somebody? Who wants to go first? See, that's what good friends are like. Okay, you say. You're the younger one. You can say this. He's a great scholar, but he's not a great devotee, just like me. Right? I have read a lot of books, but I'm not a great devotee. Well, you know what happens when you're like that? Krishna is very merciful. Krishna makes arrangements for you to see him. You know why? You know why? Because Krishna is a great friend. Who wants to have Krishna as a friend? What do you do to have Krishna as a friend? Okay. Who wants to go first? Just go. Service to devotees. Service. Huh? Devotional service. Play. That's a good one. Yes. Yes. And pray? Pray to him, okay. Yes. Prasadam. What do you... Gulab jamuns. You saw that gulab jamuns. Oh. Can you make gulab jamuns? Oh. You can? Okay. If somebody is feeding you gulab jamuns, would you say they are good-hearted?
Yes.
No? But think about it. Think about it. Surit means good friend, good-hearted. Right? If you're good-hearted, there are six things you do with people you want to be friends with. You ready for this? I'm going to quiz you after this, okay? So, remember this. You don't have to remember the Sanskrit verse, but you have to remember the points. Ready? Okay, finger one, thumb. Remember this? Giving gifts. Number two, receiving gifts. Number three, sharing your heart in confidence. That means when you open your heart to somebody, you know they will keep secrets. Keeping secrets after hearing them. When your friends tell you a secret and then they say this is a secret, you should respect it. That's what it means. Then feeding others gulab jamuns. And accepting food that you know a person who you know well, and you know that this is a good person and I want to be his or her friend, accepting food from them. What are the six things? First, giving gifts, receiving gifts, sharing your heart in confidence. What is the fourth? Whoever wants to go. Yes. Eating gulab jamuns. What gulab jamuns? Get fed gulab jamuns. And Rupak, yes, tell me. Eat sweets. That's so sweet. Rupa Goswami says, you know Rupa Goswami, he's there on the altar. He's standing right there. Dadati pratigrihnati guhyam akhati prichati bhunte bhunjayata chaiva shadavidha priti lakshanam. Priti means love. Right? How do you know? There are two people who are developing some form of love as friends, as parents, as whatever. They are giving gifts, they are receiving gifts, they are sharing their hearts in confidence, they are hearing others' hearts in confidence, they are keeping secrets, they are feeding others, and they are eating food prepared by others. Clear? That's what makes Surit Sakha that we studied in this verse today. Are we clear so far? Okay, good. And this is why Srila Prabhupada says, Vyasadeva and Maitreya were friends and mutual well-wishers. Why? Because they could share each other's hearts. Now, what if you had a best friend, but you have not met that best friend yet? How would that be? Imagine you have a best friend, but you're going to meet that best friend when you become 20. What do you want to say? You have a friend that you know you're never going to meet. Tell me more about that friend. Okay. Yes.
The friend's name is Krishna.
There you go. We're going to meet Krishna someday. And you know, of all the friends we can have, yes sir, you want to say something?
Your mind.
Your mind. Oh, that's a good one. We're going to talk about it. Krishna is our best friend. Sometimes we meet him, sometimes we don't. But that doesn't take away from the fact that Krishna is our best friend. And about our mind, is our mind our best friend? Sometimes. How many of us had this mind telling us the night before exams, we can watch a little television? Isn't it? Isn't that how the mind talks? And then, you know, for us adults, the problem is we don't want to eat that vegan cheesecake at night, but we are dreaming about it. And we know if we eat that cheesecake, it's bad for our health. And the mind says, you know what the mind says? Go eat it. And what the intelligence says? You know what the intelligence says? No. And the mind goes, go eat it, go, 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 go. So the mind and intelligence are like two roommates. One is always giving you bad ideas. The other one is always telling, no, don't do this, you'll be in trouble. And they're constantly fighting. Isn't it? Something's exploding. The speaker's lost its mind. But think about it. Our mind can be our best friend or our worst enemy. Isn't it? When is the mind our best friend? Yes? When you control it. And our worst enemy? Go for it. Yeah, it's giving you all kinds of bad ideas. Yes. When it's uncontrollable, it's like the fire. You know, if you cannot control fire, what will fire do? It's burn everything down. But if you can control fire, what will the fire do? Give you s'mores. Yes. You wanted to say something? It burns everything. Now think about it. If you put plastic in fire, what happens? And it creates toxic smoke. But if you put incense in fire, yeah? It creates good fragrance. See, our mind is like fire. When you control it, it's your friend. When you don't control it, it's your enemy. Our senses are also like fire. If you put trash in your senses, you create toxic fumes. If you put good stuff in the fire, it produces good stuff. Clear so far? Clear so far? Okay. What are your questions? I know one group is going to leave early. Any questions? Yes. Any questions from anybody? No questions, great. Yes, Prabhu. How do we know if somebody is a good-hearted friend? They are going to put your interests above theirs. They are not going to ask for things in a selfish way. In Bengali, there is a proverb. It says, Porer chele poram anondo, joto bhoge jaye toto anondo. I Pran Govinda Prabhu is here? No. That, you know, there's the usual mentality in the material world is the more trouble you are in, the more happy I am. Right? Friend is opposite. Friend is like, if they see you in trouble, they will go out and try to pull you up. And in Sanskrit, the word literature is sahitya. And sahitya means friendship, companionship. So spiritual literatures are our best friends. Shastra means that is which is like a weapon. Shastra means weapon. Shastra means like a weapon. So when our best friend is acting like a weapon, cutting through our ignorance, that's Shastra. But when Shastra gives us companionship, then it is Sahitya. It is literary. So this Bhagavatam is a literary incarnation of Krishna. It's a Sahitya Avatara. Sahitya Avatar. Right, so friends can come in various forms. Other questions? Yes. Yeah. So it can collaborate in the middle. Yeah. I mean, there is not a bad side and a good side. There is mind and intelligence. Think about driving a car. How old are you now? How old are you? You're 9. So in this country, they drive at 16? Right. So another 7 years, you sit in a car. Okay? Imagine you're driving like crazy. You're driving like crazy. Somebody is sitting in the back. Who's going to suffer more? You or who's the person in the back. Right? So our shastras explain that our body is like a car or a chariot. Okay? The person, the soul is like the passenger. The mind is like the steering wheel. The intelligence is like the person driving it. Imagine if the person who is driving it is totally bonkers and the steering wheel is driving itself. Will you want to ride in such a car? No. So instead of the steering wheel, now imagine your body is the car and the steering wheel, your mind is driving the car, the intelligence is hands off. What will happen to the car? It'll crash. So if you let your mind drive the car, it will crash. If you have the intelligence holding the steering wheel, will it crash? It's very simple. So intelligence is saying, you should get up early, go to school. Mind is saying, why can't I sleep half an hour? In fact, if I sleep half an hour, miss school, I can play video games. If I play video games, then you know my whole day will pass and I'll have so much fun. Right? So mind gives weird ideas. The intelligence says, no, wait, don't do this. You'll be in trouble. Am I clear? Yes. I know. I know. It's so dangerous though, isn't it? Yeah, it'll say, what if my car, which is not a driverless car, started to drive itself? Let's take my hands off and see what happens. You can get those weird ideas in your head. If you try it out, you're losing control for some time. Yes. Any other questions from the... You have your hand up?
Yeah.
Yes,
what
tell
if
me.
Your friend accidentally cuts off your intelligence instead of your ignorance?
That's not a friend then. If your friend cuts off your intelligence, you and your friend get into trouble. I've had friends like that. Yes, and then I'll come to you. I know. That is when the mind becomes your enemy. Imagine, how many of you have heard the story of Ram and Hanuman? Ram became like a monk, remember? And Hanuman is monkey. Monk and monkey. Yes. Okay. Any other questions so far? So there is a monk mind, there is a monkey mind. If you listen to the monk mind, it is usually going to keep you on track and good things will happen. If you're on a monkey mind, you have a lot of fun now, but you get into trouble later. Now tell me which one is better. There you go, you have the answer. Yes. Yes. If you come from school and then you can't watch, I'd love to learn. But if I don't go to school, then all I need to do is charge. Oh, good for you. Oh, but in either ways, it's good stuff though, right? You learn how to wash dishes and you learn how to make your bed. Those are skills you'll need for the rest of your life. All right, any other questions? Any other questions? Oh, yes.
How do you know when the mind becomes a friend?
How do I know when the mind becomes a friend? When doing things in sattva guna becomes easier. So the three gunas, right? In tamagun, whatever you begin and whatever you end begins badly and ends badly. That's tamagun. In rajagun, things begin well but end badly. In sattvagun, things begin with difficulty but end well. So education, for example, is in sattvagun because education is difficult. You just heard my friend complain, right? So education is difficult, but it begins difficult, ends well. So if we are actually feeling motivated to take up that difficulty, which we know is good for our long term, then the mind is our friend. The root thing is something called delayed gratification. You know what delayed gratification is? This is for the grown-ups. That we are able to slow down and postpone gratification. We can work towards it rather than want it now. And there are scientific experiments that show that children who are good at delayed gratification grow up to be more successful. Right? So that's where the mind comes. If the mind is in control, it'll be able to do those things. Thank you. Haribol. All right. Other the groups that are still here, what are your questions? Speak your mind. Any more questions? Because after you go, then I'm going to keep speaking to the grown-ups. Yes. No. Yes. Anything? Yes. You want to say something? No? Good. All right. Who wants to listen to a story about this stuff? Story time? Who wants to listen to a story where the mind was acting weird? Can the intelligence act weird? Yes, it can when it's not educated. If you don't train your intelligence, it will go towards all kinds of weird stuff. all kinds of weird stuff. Like a baby. I can tell you the story of how the mind and intelligence works. You ready for this? Now the babies are out of the room. Yes, you want to say something? The difference between intelligence and mind is intelligence can listen to guru, sadhu and shastra. Mind doesn't. That's the difference. So here is a... Ready for a story? This is a Janmashtami story. Ready for a Janmashtami story?
Yes.
Okay. So I was in Calcutta. This is like 20 years back. And Calcutta is a very interesting place. Someday you should all go there. When I was coming back from the temple on Janmashtami night, I couldn't get a taxi, like a cab. Finally, after waiting a long time, I got a taxi. And when this taxi was driving, you know what happened? This driver stopped in the middle of the bridge. Okay, ready? Driver stopped in the middle of the bridge and said, give me 500 rupees. And I said, I don't have 500 rupees to give you. And so he said, then you can get off. And you couldn't get off. The mind works like that. It'll get you into very tricky situations and try to negotiate stuff out of you. You know what I did? I looked at the driver, I just lay back on the car seat. I said, you know, I'm not moving from this car. You can stop here as long as you want. I'm not in a hurry to go home. And then he regretted it. So your mind will keep negotiating with you. You have to use your intelligence to stop it. Get it? Yes. Did I get into trouble? Well, yes, I got into trouble because this driver was not moving, but I got the driver into trouble too. You have to stop your mind and check it. Yes. Yes, he had no option. See, the driver put me in a situation where I had no option. So then I intelligently dealt with the driver so that the driver had no option. I just lay back on the car seat. I said, I'm staying here all night. I have no problem. You can stay here too. And the driver didn't know what to do and they had to drive again. So the mind will suddenly tell you, no, unless you give me this, I will not do this. And then you have to tell your mind, good luck, my friend. Not happening. You got a tool today? Any more questions? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you. You have fun. Haribo. Okay, any other questions, comments, suggestions, corrections, ideas from the assembled Vaishnavas? Yes. Is there a microphone we can...
So, I just said to the devotee next to me that your class was a great inspiration for book distribution.
I couldn't get that.
I just said to the devotee next to me that your class is a great inspiration for book distribution, and I will explain you why. Because being in contact with the audience is so important. And yeah. I think that if you can be in touch with the person in front of you, they will take your book.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Shigurami.
How would we work with others who don't control their minds very well?
So the Srimad Bhagavatam says that for those who control their minds, there are three things and three ways. If they are senior to us, we take their association. If they are equal to us, we you know, take inspiration and be their friends. If they are junior to us, we inspire them and help them. If they are totally uncontrolled, then we practice upeksha. Upeksha means just ignore. We cannot necessarily save everybody. We are not Nityananda Prabhu. Right. Yes. Mother Bhagavati.
Sometimes it's very evident to know the choice you have to make when your mind bothers you. But sometimes it's not so evident. Like, I'll give you an example. You can eat prasadam. Prasadam is very good for you, but you may have health issues. So this is also good for you to restrain from prasadam. So you have two examples here that is good. One is good, the other is good. How do you make a distinction?
I think basic thing to do is, when it comes to that, the principle, the last two principles of Sharanagati is very important. Doing whatever is favorable to devotional service, giving up whatever is unfavorable to devotional service. So eating prasadam is very good for us. But if you look at the life of Srila Prabhupada, last few months of his life, he practically didn't eat anything. And he was doing what was favorable towards his devotional service. If we have an unhealthy body, you know, and we keep putting in prasad that is going to damage it further, then we have to be a little more careful about what kind of prasad we are putting. Krishna says foods that are fruity, juicy and wholesome. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments that, you know, this body is a web of stuff we don't understand. Sharira avidya jal. You know, our tongue is our nemesis. Jarendriya tahekal jive phele bishaya sagare. Right? So whatever we find grace in is prasad. And if that food is unfavorable towards devotional service, then we give it to somebody else. Like in the 15th century, when there were invasions in North India, the traditional practices like observing Ekadashi was going out of fashion. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted that you practice Ekadashi, right? They didn't have something like a weekend. So weekend is a, you know, Abrahamic concept. The Jews had the Holy Sabbath on Saturday. After Christianity came, they said, we want the Sabbath, but not on Saturday because Jews have it. So they made Sunday. That's why the day off in a week is Sunday. And when Islam came, they said, we want to have a Sabbath, but not on Saturday or Sunday. They made it Friday. Called Jummah. Right? But in traditional India, we did not have every seventh day. Every seventh day is a biblical concept. In India, we had Ekadashi, 11th day. So in 1 month, 11th day after full moon, 11th day after no moon, is a day of complete break. No activities. You start the night before, Adhivash, and you end the day after, Paran. Right? That is like weekend. In traditional Indian calendar and ritual practice. Now, in Orissa, which is a state mainly with tribal people, they did not practice Ekadashi. So they offered rice and grains to the Lord on Ekadashi also. But Mahaprabhu said, what do? On Ekadashi, you offer obeisances to that prasad. You have it the next day. Because having that grains on Ekadashi is not good for your devotional service. It's also prasad, but it's not good for your devotional service. Right? So in that way, whenever we accept anything, we have to first ask, is this good for my devotional service? And having a functional body, if not a healthy body, is a prerequisite. Because, you know, you really have two options. Either you are so sick, you are praying for life. Right? And that is not devotional service, that is still karma mishra bhakti, you are still wanting something. Right? But if you feel healthy, you don't want that. You just spontaneously serve. So that is my realization on this topic. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, Prue?
Yeah, one thing on the prasadam, it wasn't like Prabhupada stopped taking prasadam. Everything is still offered. You know, that principle is intact. He just didn't take, chorus and sudas.
Yeah, he did not take stopped eating.
Why didn't he stop taking prasadam?
In the last few days, for some time he was just living on fruit juice. If you read TKG's diary, so it has all of the details of what Prabhupada was taking in the last.
So the fruit juice can still be prasadam.
Huh?
We're agreeing the fruit juice can still be offered. So
yes.
The principle of taking prasadam is the principle.
Yeah.
What you offer to Krishna in honor is a detail.
Yes, that is true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I agree.
So the principle is intact.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one thing on the mind, and this is my mind speaking. One way to look at it, sometimes it's come to me, whether it's my mind or my intelligence. Intelligence is kind of analytical, and in the human form, it has more capacity. Whereas the mind, it seems, or it can be considered, it's sort of like a reflection of your past desires and conditioning, sort of like a software program. That, it's not like every time you do something, I got to analyze it, but you sort of go naturally to, where your mind has been conditioned. Like you practice something, and then it comes automatically. Whereas when you're practicing, you get to analyze it and do it this way, then do it that way, and you practice it until it comes naturally. So right now, our mind has been very conditioned, has been very programmed based on past conditioning and past desires, And we're in hopefully a better spot because we naturally come to the temple and so forth, but we got further to go, and we're engaging our human intelligence to continue to work with that mind to get it in that sweet spot.
Yes, and there are, Vyasdeva says that there is a composite of three things, manas, buddhi, and ahamkara. And these three things are called chitta, right? Experience of the material world is the fluctuation of the chitta. But the stuff that's there, the impressions that you're talking about, is samskaras. Like coming to the temple creates a certain impression. Right? And then based on these impressions, we get vasanas or desires. The Buddhists call it tanha, the Vaishnavas call it vasana. But the principle is the same. And when those samskaras, the samskaras are compared to seeds. So seeds, if they find ground, it will germinate. But if the same seeds are roasted, then those seeds don't germinate. Right? No, even any conditioning that's there in the mind, that gets stuck in the mind, are samskaras.
Well, we tend to use samskaras in
the
devotional context.
Yeah, so
something going out to the bar is a samskara.
It is also a samskara technically. Samskara means latent impression.
Yeah.
Samskara means latent impression. So if somebody is going to the bar, they are putting the latent impressions of the bar on their mind. Devotional samskaras means samskaras that are in sattva gun that is related to Krishna. One, you are imprinting that on the mind again and again, then those samskaras start bearing fruit. The Agni Purana says that even if you don't understand the Hare Krishna mantra, just repeat it. Why? Because you're putting that samskara on your mind forcefully, right? And then at one point, these samskaras, they germinate. And that's where devotional process, devotional samskaras lead to devotional processes.
Yeah, so
samskara
in a broader sense can be any condition.
Huh?
Samskara in a broader sense can be the imprint of any sort of condition.
Yeah, latent impressions on the mind, any latent impression on the mind. Okay. Did one more, Prabhu had his hand up, I forget. The Mother Bhagavati, yes.
Point that Stitadi Munim Prabhu just reminded me. Almost anything anyone says tends to remind me of an old song from the 70s or something like that. So my mind wants me to sing it.
Yes.
And I often do. But sometimes my intelligence kicks in. It's like, chant Hare Krishna to that tune.
It's a good one.
But it's, thank you so much for coming again.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks. Hare Krishna. Yes, one more question.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you for a very inspiring class. So, excuse me. So, in order to get rid of some kind of impressions in the mind, we have to put stronger impressions.
Yes.
We keep putting that up, or is this just a repetition of something?
There is that repetition of the Maha Mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in a song, Bashane Tarita Basha Tarabali song, that Purva Shriti Parihari, what happens in the process of Krishna consciousness is all old memories are wiped away at one point. The root cause of our suffering is that every moment we wake up as a particular character. Right? That character has a past, that character has made mistakes, that character has certain habits, and those keep repeating. And thus the loop of suffering keeps going on. The process of Krishna consciousness is to rewire our identity, and Jibir Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das. That's rewiring our identity. Our identity is that I am the Lord of all I survey. That's what the material world teaches us. And Krishna consciousness flips it around. So no, you are the servant. So when you are the servant, the nature of how we see those memories change. Previously, this thing bad happened to me and now therefore I must take revenge. Or I bear it in my heart. Right? Because I am the master, I am supposed to enjoy, and therefore I have some power over it. However, Krishna consciousness tells us, you are a servant. Yes, you went through this bad experience, but there is something to learn there, and Krishna is teaching you something. Right? So in this way, we keep flipping the narrative in our head. And if you look at the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, there is one thing that is very clear. That is, Parikshit Maharaj is suffering because he is trapped in his story as an emperor. I am an emperor, I am very successful, but I only have 7 days to live. How can this injustice happen to me? And Shukadev Goswami comes and flips the story in Parikshit Maharaj's mind. He said, yes, you may be an emperor or whatever, but you are a servant of Krishna. Krishna is this. And more than you being an emperor, your identity as a servant of Krishna is more important. And when Parikshit Maharaj situates himself in that identity as a servant of Krishna, then his suffering is gone. Right? So Purva Shriti, that old memory of being an emperor, no longer exists. So what? I was an emperor in the past, but now I'm a servant of Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in that song that there are 11 markers of our identity. And the process of Krishna consciousness rewires us in such a way that externally, whoever we may be, we are not this body anymore. Internally, we become a servant of Krishna. And then I may be, 40-year-old man, Indian, 50-year-old American woman, whatever it might be. Those become incidental. And new memories come up. What are the new memories? Pastimes of Krishna. And when we chant the Maha Mantra, the Naam is the root of three other things. Form, characteristics and activities. Any living being is known to be living by four things. Their name, their form, their characteristics and their activities. When it comes to Krishna, it's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Same four things. Right? We all have these four. But our activities are geared through our memories that gives us our identity. The moment we re-engineer that in relation to Krishna, that's why at initiation we get a name that is a Das or a Dasi in relation to Krishna. We're already re-engineering their identity just through initiation. And once that happens, then, you know, instead of memory saying, oh, this person stole this much money from me and, you know, this is why I must take revenge, your memory says, oh, at this point, Krishna took money away from me to help somebody else. Right? And after some time, the memories keep getting purer and purer, and so Krishna is eating now. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes a song, Bhoga Arati song, Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari, Sri Gaura Hari Shahi Goshtha Vihari, Nanda Jasho Moti Chitta Hari, Vela Halo Damodara Aisha Ekhana, Bhoga Mandire Vashi Karaha Bhajana, Nandira Mandire Vashi Giri Varadhari. Now you are thinking, Krishna is eating lunch. You know, I have cooked. Will Krishna actually release this item? Will Krishna release this item? You know, then your memory that is self-centered is gone. Now what happens is memories come back which is related to Krishna. That is going back to Godhead. You understand? Thank you. Mother Agatha can provide.
I like the example you gave where rishis, they wake up the jiva soul, whether they're emperor or a sweeper or whatever. So one life member came to Prabhupada and he's talking to Prabhupada. He said, well, I have to go to a meeting. Prabhupada said, no. He said, there's only one meeting you will not miss, and that is death. So therefore is that, you know, become Krishna conscious.
Very true. Very true. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhu, for coming and giving a wonderful class for the children especially. many years ago when I was in New York and it was the winter time, I was driving and there was ice then on the road and the car turned completely around and I was facing oncoming traffic. Oof. Now, I had been chanting Hare Krishna for maybe 30 years at that point, something like that. And what did I say? I didn't say Hare Krishna. I said, no! So, the impressions, in other words, it's more than just a habit that makes the impressions. There's something that didn't make an impression.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mind, is it because my mind during that chanting all those years was really not invested in the holy name, and it was elsewhere. What, you get it?
I hear your thought. I think, you know, Paramatma inspired you to say no, you said no. And then you thought of Krishna. The good thing, though, is that, you know, in devotional service, there are no accidents. And I think maybe in the Sharanagati retreat, we discussed this, that in 2017, exactly this time, November, I think 4th or 6th, I skid on black ice in Michigan. I hit a tree. The police later came and said, you must have hit the tree at 70. It was, you know, quite damaging to my body. However, the person who came out and helped me, I realized I hit a tree outside a paramedic's home. What was a paramedic?
Oh, wow.
Nobody had to call 911. This paramedic just came out after my accident. You know, I was in a bad condition. Immediate help. After I got back on my feet, you know, sometime later, and I went to thank him, he told me that I had planted that tree when I was 3 years old. But that saved my house from getting damaged. So, exactly, Krishna, we don't know. I mean, I didn't feel like going through that accident. But Krishna says, you know, svalpasya api dharmasya trayata mahato bhayat. Great dangers are avoided, it goes over small things. So, that accident happened. But Krishna also said very clearly, here is my presence. You know, I didn't have to wait for a paramedic, and that paramedic's house was also saved. Right? And I'm still alive to talk about it. So, you know, we might want to chant Hare Krishna in a situation of crisis, but the Paramatma is real, Krishna is real, and even if we don't chant Krishna, whatever we have done for Krishna, if it holds any value, then we have Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, even if nothing that we have done is of any value to anybody, at least not Nityananda is there for us and he will take care. Yes.
A six-lane, you know, traffic, and there were cars coming all around. We spun around three times from one corner to the other. I was with another girl, and nothing happened to us, and nothing happened to the car. I was in shock when it happened, but immediately after, I said, "My God, Krishna, how did you save us? Because obviously there was no way without Krishna interference that we could have survived. And the cars that were coming. They all saw it, they stopped in front, even the cars at the back stopped on the front. They said, how did that happen? How did you spun around so many times? You guys are okay, no damage to the car. And we both looked at one another and said, Krishna.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Marobi Rakhobi Joi Chatohar Mui Nitya Dashatabo Tua Odhikar. Whether you want to keep me, whether you want to kill me, it is in your hands. I am your servant. You have the full right to do whatever you want. Right? So sometimes, you know, we survive in one particular body. Sometimes it's time to go into another body. I don't know.
But the amazing thing with that experience is my faith in Krishna became so increased tremendously because I know Krishna is always looking out for us, whether we are thinking of him or not.
Absolutely.
Make a little attempt, you know. It's just amazing. I mean, when I think of that, I don't know how we survived. Of course, I know now it's Krishna. But it was amazing. We spun around. The guy said, you must have been going over 80 miles. I said, I wasn't, but the hydroplane sent us, you know. See? My daughter also, one time she was driving, she had a flat blowout. And the car turned around, and it was amazing. The sheriff was sitting there and he said, I've never seen anything like that. Because she opened the door, the car was upside down. They opened the door and she was just sitting there, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Because it was such a shock that she said, oh, I'm alive. Because the sheriff said, young lady, how did you do that? How did you survive? And she said, Krishna. You're forced to think of Krishna. It's such a tremendous experience.
And sometimes Krishna is a terrible prankster. He will make you go through so much drama. Krishna is Nayaka, right? Adhinayaka. Anayaka means one who loves drama. Krishna will make you go through so much drama just for the sake of love.
I wish one day I could experience that love. But I'm glad he does that to increase our faith. Surviving have to increase so I could go.
Faith is one form of love. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm 3 minutes beyond. Thank you so much. Very, very grateful. Hare Krishna.
So you didn't hit the paramedic's house, unfortunately, right? Huh? So you got that accident and you didn't hit the paramedic's house.
No, right. But what was the fault of the tree? Why did you hit the tree?